Welcome to Sober Celebs with your show hosts, Dr. Rob Kelly and Brendan Stewart, the show about addiction to drugs, alcohol, and other addictions and how to get treated, just like the celebrities. It's education, information, and your resource is a great way to help yourself or a loved one. They know. They've been there. So listen in, get educated, get the info, and call in. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Rob Kelly and Brendan Stewart.
Good afternoon, guys. This is Dr. Rob Kelly, the addiction doctor. How are you this fine afternoon? Brendan, how are you, sir?
I am doing fantastic, Dr. Rob.
Good
Today
man.
Is a beautiful day. It's a little
so
hot here in Dallas.
Outside.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, there's somewhere in England that gets this hot.
Where's that?
It's called the oven. There's no way to get this. It's crazy outside.
And don't we have some of our wonderful English listeners right now?
We do. We've got Kathy McKenzie over there. Yay! We've got Jeff Smith over there listening. And we've got Andrew Toddington listening. All recovered alcoholics, would you believe?
Wow. That is something else.
Okay, what have we got in the news today? You've got something, Brendan.
Yes, in the news today, we have a Raiders linebacker, Aldon Smith, is in rehab.
Oh, my God, what's
wrong?
Drugs
and alcohol abuse. He's been suspended. They're saying that his career could be completely over. Let's hope that does not happen. Let's hope that he can get into treatment and really have some restoration here.
Oh, so hang on, let me get this right. So we have a professional American footballer in rehab for drugs and alcohol. That's unusual.
Who would have thought?
Oh, my goodness. It seems to be part of the contract these days. Signed $20 million contract, book into rehab.
Do you think that the stress out of all of these individuals who have worked their whole lives to get to where they're at, that once they get there, they just don't know how to handle it all?
I think that's what the case is, because there's a study done over in the UK many years ago that we're talking about lottery winners. And 98% of lottery winners within a year of winning the lottery are either bust in a psychiatric ward or dead because they just can't handle the money. Now, can you imagine having that much money? I'm not saying they're alcoholic or addict, but you are going to abuse alcohol or drugs. What else are you going to do with $20 million in the bank? I mean, you can have anything you want. You know, what gets me up today in the morning is looking forward to what today brings. If I've got $20 million in the bank, I don't care what today brings. I'm pretty happy. Thank you very much.
That's a great point. That's a great point. Because so many of these individuals, they came from the projects. They came from underprivileged backgrounds. So then once they get that big check, they don't know how to handle it. They go absolutely nuts, like you said, with these lottery winners.
There's an old Manchester United manager called Alex Ferguson. Anybody heard him out there? But he had a philosophy and principle back in Manchester United days. And he would take the youngsters out when they were very young, 14, 15, and teach them how to become gentlemen. Teach him how to live in the big house and drive the big car without being an idiot whilst doing it. And if he was ever caught drinking or taking drugs at Manchester United, you would get fired. It's in the contract.
That's a great model.
So let me ask you today, we have an amazing guest. Why don't you introduce her?
We do. We have an amazing guest. She is a mind, body, and fitness guru, teacher, student of life. In the studio today, Laura, it is my pleasure to introduce you to all of our listeners from around the world. Say hello.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much.
She's awesome, guys. She actually comes in Friday and teaches our class, because some of the stuff I want to touch on today is that when you're recovering from drug abuse and alcoholism, like most of us are, especially in my company, Rob Kelly Recovery Group, your body goes terrible. Your body goes to crap. Everything doesn't work properly. Your mind doesn't work properly. And body, mind, and spirit is what we're into. So we're doing the mind and the spirit with the program that we teach at Rob Kelly Recovery Group. But what about the body? Well, that's where Laura comes in. She teaches us how to eat, how to relax. I mean, these are crazy things that we should know. But as alcoholics, I've been abusing my body for years and years and years. So as a recovered alcoholic, Laura, what would you suggest the first thing I do, apart from obviously hydrate?
Hydrating, yeah, definitely, for sure. But like, when you come off of, I mean, drugs and alcohol, I mean, we're out there. And are you going to, if you have $2, are you going to go and get yourself a nice sandwich or a salad? I mean, heck,
nope.
No. You know, sometimes we have limited resources and our priorities are going to go for what that addiction is. So when you do come into sobriety and you go in, I mean, whether or not it's rehab or, you know, you go in through AA or, you know, Rob Kelly Recovery Group, your body is depleted of everything that it needs or that it should be having. And who knows how long it's been there. Up to at the end, sometimes up to 50% of the calories that are coming from alcohol in your diet, and that wreaks havoc on your body. So it's depleted of nutrients and minerals and all kinds of stuff.
I know mine was when I came off. I couldn't even walk. I was that bad. Guys, what do you think? 888-787-CLIFF, 888-787-5543. Give us a call. Let me see what you think, and you can chat to myself or all three of the gang today. So, Brendan, was your early lifetime, because I know you've been around the industry, Hollywood industry, for a long time. What's the worst thing you've seen in that industry that's just blatant, but it's accepted?
The worst thing I've personally seen that's blatant but is accepted, to answer your question, is just the allowance of all of these people to engage in overindulging. Whether it be through drugs, whether it be through alcohol, whether it be through gambling, spending, not having proper management in their life. And that has been so self-destructive for so many people that I've seen.
So let me ask you another question. And I know you're quite straightforward, but Brendan has been seen on the red carpet many a time with all these famous people. Is it sort of taken for granted that when you're walking down that red carpet, that you kind of wasted or drunk? I mean, what's the deal there?
That's quite normal. Actually, I was working with a very high-profile actress probably about 3 years ago, and she was quite intoxicated that particular night walking down.
Just give us the first name. Don't give us the last name.
First name starts with an A.
Oh, my goodness. No, it wasn't. Who was it?
I can't say.
Okay.
I can't say. But needless to say, it's not just the specific individuals. It's really collectively.
Was it Anna Nicole Smith?
World. I wish.
I know, me too. I'm going to guess.
So, Laura, back to you. You have so much experience. I've been in your classes before where you really lead us into a mindfulness, a meditation. So many people don't know how to just relax with all of the technology, with all of the social media nowadays. We're always connected. We're always on a device. The phone's ringing. The beeper's going off. Something is stimulating us. So how can people relax in today's technological era?
Well, I'm glad you asked that because, you know, for me, there's so much going on. There's so much stimulation happening out there, and we're kind of mistaking communication for that connection as human beings that we need. It's on a spiritual level. So with our fellows, we need that connection, and so many people think that they're getting that connection when they're communicating, whether it's through emails or Facebook or Instagram or social media or whatever. But what they're actually missing is that connection. So that relaxation is going to come from staying here, staying in the moment, staying in the present. And so often we don't want to be here. We want to think about what's coming next. We want to go back and see what we did wrong and how we could change it in the future. But life is happening right here, right now. And the only way to get there is to get in touch with that meditative spirit, you know, get in touch with your higher power and really slow down, turning the rest of that stuff off.
You know, on Saturday, it was interesting. For probably, I would say, a good 8 to 9 hours, I turned off my phone and I put it in a drawer.
Yeah.
And for the first hour, I thought I was going to have an anxiety
right.
attack because I'm so used to always having a
yes.
device with me.
Right.
And I'm like, you know what? Why do I need to be connected today? I have nothing I'm doing. So I put it in the drawer.
Why do I need to be communicating?
Why do I need to be communicating? That's yeah. even better. So, you know, and I was like, it was such a relief. Back to you, Dr. Kelly.
I know. I don't know what to do about my phone. I walk out the door and the first thing I check is my phone. Unbelievable. We're going to hear more from Laura after the break. We're going to hear some great stuff. Brendan's got some other great stuff. I know he has. The interim period. Guys, call in 888-787-CLIFF, 888-787-5543. We will see you after this.
Do you or anyone you know feel anxious or depressed? Maybe you know someone who is bipolar or maybe is struggling with life transitions. There's a lot of stress in life, whether it's job, home, or personal. But there is help around the corner. Dr. Lucy Underwood of Underwood Counseling and Consultation is offering her expertise in individual, family, or group psychotherapy, as well as corporate consultation. There is nothing to be ashamed of if you or someone you know needs help. It's better to be helped by someone who is trained in the treatments of anxiety and depression. Dr. Lucy Underwood focuses on the overall comprehensive health and wellness of the person. She specializes in the treatment of trauma and adverse life events with a specific psychotherapy treatment and gets results. She makes it easy for you with evenings and weekend appointments available. So call her at 469-712-9134 or underwoodcounseling.net. Dr. Lucy Underwood is here. For you.
Do you know the difference between a business and a successful business? Excellent branding. You can increase your sales and branding recognition by attending the 1-hour free Cumulus Radio Branding Seminar, August 10th. You'll learn the four keys of branding, how to use trigger events to drive business, and how to market your business. You'll even get a free lunch. To join us, call 214-523-2760. That's 214-523-2760. I get knocked
down. Welcome back to Sober Celebs with your show hosts, Dr. Rob Kelly and Brandon Stewart, the show where you can call in and ask for help for yourself or a loved one. Share your success story on how you beat your addiction. Now back to your hosts, Dr. Rob Kelly and Brandon Stewart.
Hello, everyone. This is Brandon Stewart, and we are back in with you all. Dr. Rob and our special guest, Laura, we are here to educate, to help, and to support you going through whatever it may be.
Unbelievable. Okay, let's straight away, before we go to Laura, let's get over to the phone lines. On line two, we have Michelle. Michelle, you there?
I'm here.
How are you this fine afternoon?
Fine, how are you?
I'm very good. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to know the difference between a heavy drinker and alcoholic.
Okay, this is mine. Oh, it's all mine. I can handle this. Okay, a heavy drinker can give up drinking alcohol. Given a sufficient reason, doctor tells them to, the wife's going to leave, anything like that, they're going to be able to give up. Alcoholic is not going to be able to give up drinking. It's going to continue regardless of what, because it's a disease and we can't stop until we've had enough and decide with our whole mind and body that we need to do this. And usually when we hit rock bottom, it doesn't mean out on the streets, it just means a physical and mental rock bottom, which I had to reach, to be honest with you. Hope that answered your question, Michelle.
Yes, it does.
Excellent stuff. Let's jump straight into line.
I have an additional question there, real quick.
Oh, go.
You know, a heavy drinker can turn into a full-blown alcoholic, correct?
It's not how it works. What happens is there's three stages of drinking, but you kind of got to be born an alcoholic. It's in our genes. It's in our makeup. It's the flaws in our makeup that cause this. So we pass through the three stages of alcoholism before we get to chronic alcoholism or the alcoholic, as we know. So we start with a moderate drinking. We then pass over to the heavy drinking. And then somewhere on the line, we pass over to alcoholism. And it's then when we can't return. It's possible to return, even though you're born that way, before that stage happens. And we're still trying to figure out in the medical fraternity when that stage is.
Perfect. That's exactly what I wanted to know.
Excellent stuff. Thank you very much for your call. Let's jump onto line one. Roberta, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
How are you?
I'm fabulous. And you?
I'm very good. We've got Brendan here and Laura in the studio. What can we do for you?
My question is, I've been in recovery for a long time, and I have a family member who has been through about 9 treatment centers and continues to relapse. And my question is, how can I be supportive without engaging in her alcoholism and addiction?
It's a great question.
After this amount of time.
Yeah, it's a great question. I think we'll probably all jump in on that. But let me tell you first, there's a fine line between helping an alcoholic or addict and enabling. And that's the fine line. You know, if anybody's out there in that position, you can call me personally at Rob Kelly Recovery Group. You can call 214-600-0210, and we will give you the signs what not to do and what to do. But there's got to be a line somewhere where you're not going to cross. if they keep relapsing, stealing money, you know, drink driving, sacked from work, fired from work, anything like that, it's a big giveaway. And you have to make your mind up as how far you're going to go before you pull away. Because most alcoholics that get well, everybody's pulled away from them. And they've had no choice but to look exactly at the problem they've got and seek help. And there's loads of help out there. Absolutely loads. Answer your question?
Yes, sir.
Excellent stuff. Thank you very much for your call. Brendan.
You know, it's so true. It's so true. And hearing that woman on the line really resonates with me, because I have a very close friend of mine, and I believe I mentioned this a couple shows ago, who recently relapsed with heroin. And his wife has left him. She took the kids. His family is like, you know what, we are kind of at our wits' end with you, because we don't really know how else we can help you. It's very challenging. You know, the disease of addiction and alcoholism does not just affect the individual that's using, but it affects the whole family and really everyone in the person's life.
Unbelievable. I know. Definitely did with mine. Laura, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
I've just stopped drinking. I've been drinking for a long time. I've been taking drugs for a long time.
Yeah.
I've stopped drinking today. I've still got the shakes. Tomorrow, I want to get in the gym. I don't want to get back to the shape I was. I want to get in shape straight away. Do I go back in with all guns blazing, because that's what we do? Or is there a routine or advice that you can give me? Because I'm kind of an instant gratification guy. I want to get in shape tomorrow, and I don't want to wait any further. But what's the professional advice on that?
Well, that's a good one, because so many people actually, you know, we want what we want, and we want it right now. And you know, we have zero and we have 60, and that's how we go. You know, we hit moderation between those two extremes. However, I would caution against going full out in the gym. One, you know, because we do like to have that, you know, that instant gratification. You'll go in, you'll go crazy, you know, and then you'll get really sore. You might get discouraged, whatever. But in anything else, you know, we're not going in to go have a transfer addiction. You know, we're not going in to substitute our recovery with a different tool. So if you're a full-blown alcoholic addict, but you're going to fix it with exercise, well, that can turn into another addiction real quick. So I would say moderation for sure. Coming into a program, definitely, you know, get in touch with a professional to give you some advice on how to start, how to continue on a good basis, so that, you know, you're ended up feeling good, because exercise does. It creates those endorphins. It makes you feel better. And that's super important. That will enhance your recovery.
Excellent. We're going to get into your story later, because it is intriguing. And me and you know each other from way back when I first mm-hmm. come to the States,
yeah, about
9 years ago.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nine, ten
years ago. And didn't remember until a couple of months ago, when we were still on Facebook friends, but you popped up something. We started talking. But yeah. Phenomenal. Any other news today, Brendan, of who's out there doing what they're supposed to do? And I've still not figured out that name beginning with A.
Well, interestingly enough, I was online and I saw that Paris Hilton, I mean, we all know she's gone through
Who?
So much crap. Yeah, right. Well, Paris Hilton recently came out with a statement saying that she is very terrified that ISIS is going to be targeting her.
ISIS is going to be targeting. Oh my! The only thing she's worried about is ice in her drink. Are you sure that wasn't a misquote?
It may have been, because I didn't even believe she was still relevant.
I thought she was dead. Am I allowed to say that? I'm sorry. I thought she was
allegedly. We allegedly thought she was dead
for so long. Now I remember dealing with a friend of hers. I can't remember what the name is. Maybe we shouldn't say it beginning with L. I can't
Lindsay
remember.
Lohan.
Oh, I said we can't say it, and you just said it.
Ah.
Oh, what about her? I mean, I've not heard from her either, so I thought they were both dead. I'm sorry, it's my mistake.
So, you know, I mean, talk about ego and talk about the, you
right.
know, being in the throes of addiction, not really knowing what's up and what's down. You know, she is so self-absorbed with all these yes people. It's crazy. I mean,
should I be worried?
Should
you know I be worried about
ISIS? I think you should, Dr. Kelly.
Look at that. I'm on TV. I'm on radio. We've got a radio show. I mean, everybody knows who I am.
Should okay. Allegedly, Dr. Kelly is really – this is off the record. Dr. Kelly is terrified that ISIS is going to be targeting him.
No. Ice in my drinks. I'm talking about ice in the – I'm talking about ISIS.
Not ISIS.
No, I'm talking about ice in my drinks.
Ice
should
in
I be
your
terrified?
Drink.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I can I have an ISIS on the rocks, please? Maybe we should start
with or
that.
Without salt?
with salt, of course. Back of the hand, zoom. That should be a new drink out there. It's. Oh no, I can't talk about that. It should be Isis on the rocks. It sounds amazing. But yeah, how egoistic of her to think that she's such a big deal because her dad owns a couple of hotels.
Well, you know, she was arrested in Las Vegas a few years ago. Cocaine possession, use. She claimed it wasn't hers. She went to treatment, went to, I think it was like 60 to 90 days in a correctional facility and then was released, then went back into the correctional facility. I mean, this is a story that doesn't just happen with celebrities. You hear this all the time with people. And it's really sad that in our country we have so many people that are suffering with this disease. Okay, everybody, I said it. It is a disease. It is not a moral issue. It is a disease. So I mean, we really need to get together on this and come up with a plan. I mean, Laura, you have so much knowledge in this field. Explain to us a little bit about how people can get into recovery if they need help.
Well, I guess I'm a little bit unclear on what you're asking me in respects to mind and body, because that's what we were talking about. But you know, clarify.
Well, I
that
guess
just
if somebody realizes, okay, I have a problem. I don't know if I'm an alcoholic. I don't know if I'm not an alcoholic. I don't know if I'm a drug addict. I don't know if I am a drug addict. But I know that I can't keep going down the road that I'm going down.
Yeah, I mean, and I would definitely find someone like a best friend or someone that you know that's not going to really judge you, because honestly, that's what we're so afraid of. And that's why we stay away for so long, is because we do get that, you know, it can be really shaming to admit that you have a problem. However, there are so many people out there that have a problem. Reaching out and going on AA.com, you know, finding someone, there's always a phone number. They always answer the phone, you know, giving Rob a call, going to robkelly.com. That's a great first step.
Absolutely.
And even though it takes a lot of courage, you will be so much better for it. And there is no judgment on the other end. We've all been through it. And that compassion is hard to find, but you will find it.
I love how you said about the shame and the judgment, because that is really what gets people. They're afraid to reach out for help because they're afraid they're going to be judged. They're afraid they're going to be shamed. And it's breaking that away, letting all of that toxicity about what are people going to think about me, really letting that go and saying, you know what, I don't care anymore.
I've been there a few times, absolutely a few times. Listen, I've got something to tell you guys out there who's listening. You've got to call in 888-787-5543 because, and you're ready for this, Brendan, we call him Hollywood, Brendan has got a big announcement to make after the break. So don't go anywhere. Stay by your radio app, and we will be back straight after this.
If you're a young adult between the ages of 18 and 35 and are struggling to stay sober, there's a place especially for you at Patton Sober Living. At Patton Sober Living, they focus on healing the mind, body, and spirit. If it's addiction, it takes time to heal, and John Patton knows that very well from personal experience. That's why he came up with a home away from home, where residents at Patton Sober Living can have the support right where they live, with staff offering structure, accountability, and support. At Patton Sober Living, you have your individual bed, swimming pool, large flat screen, Apple computers, and a free gym membership. Each house is fully stocked with food and in a nice neighborhood. All you have to do is recover your mind, body, and spirit with staff who are your peers and also in recovery. So call Patton Sober Living at 469-734-7500. That's 469-734-7500. Or online at PattonSoberLiving.com. At Patton Sober Living, change starts now.
Hello, Alan Thicke here. Stop me if you've heard this one. I actually don't. It's important. Last year, when people fell behind in their tax payments, they called Optima Tax Relief and took advantage of a very constructive IRS program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Well, this year, Optima has raised the bar with their Protection Plus Clean Slate program. The goal is self-evident. Start over. Get on with your life. Find ways to spread out your payments and maybe even get the amount you owe reduced. They're able to do that because they're intimate with the tax code. You know that thing all the candidates have a plan to replace? Well, for now, it's still there, and if you owe them money, they haven't forgotten. With the Clean Slate program, you get Optima's award-winning team of tax experts on your side. They'll make sure you only pay the IRS the minimum amount, not a penny more. Optima, they're number one. A-rated at the Better Business Bureau. Optima Tax Relief is the one you need.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I get no doubt,
welcome back to Sober Celebs with your show hosts, Dr. Rob Kelly and Brandon Stewart, the show where you can call in and ask for help for yourself or a loved one. Share your success story on how you beat your addiction. Now back to your hosts, Dr. Rob Kelly and Brandon Stewart.
Welcome back, guys. Before the break, I can't say that. Let me say it again. Welcome back, guys. Before the break, Brendan has some news to share with us, but it's a little bit delicate, so it's all cool. Guys, Collins, 888-787-CLIFF, and I'm sat in the office the other day, and we get a call from, let's say, a manager, and he wanted help for his young football player, and I passed it through to Brendan. How did that conversation go? Tell us.
Yes, I got this phone call the other day, and there's someone in the camp of Johnny Manziel that really wants to get this guy treatment. And I mean, we have really gone round and round with this, but we're like, at this point, you know, either you're serious, dude, or you're not. We can't take somebody on. I mean, we don't really care who they are. If they're not serious, if they don't want to work this program, we can't take them on, but we want to help this guy. Now, Laura, you have a lot of experience in the athletic world, and
yes.
We were talking about how pressure and the stress to deliver can play a lot into
this.
Oh,
for sure. Yeah, for me, I was an elite athlete growing up with swimming, and you know, going into college, the pressure for performance is immense for any athlete, for college athletes, for professional athletes, definitely. And the stress is very high. However, you know, definitely for me, I didn't come out with, you know, I'd say problems until after I retired from swimming, really, because with all of the athletics, with all of that, you know, the working out and stuff, is that you get all those endorphins. You get a way to work out that frustration. You get a way to do that with that dedication. But when you're left with, when you retire and you're left with something different, but, you know, even those people that work out all the time, like, or, you know, that are elite athletes, they go through the whole week and they have just taxed their bodies. They have gone from 0 to 60 every single day. On the weekends, they got to find a way to let loose. And, you know, we do it the way that everybody else does it. But, you know, we go to those extremes.
Totally. Now, not just in athletics, but I also see in the area of academia that a lot of kids are so pressured to get those perfect grades.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, get into the best college. You know, once they're in the best college, then do as great as they can. And it's so much that I really think society, we put way too much pressure to be perfect.
Absolutely. Perfectionism is definitely a debilitating place to be. I mean, how can you be authentic if you're striving for only perfection?
Absolutely.
It's very hard. Tell us about your story, Laura.
About my story. Well, you know, like I was saying, I grew up as an elite athlete for sure. And that pressure, you know, I really succeeded quite a bit there. And I ended up getting a swimming scholarship to SMU. And I'd like to think that that's where it all started. But I know that it started before that. And what I really attribute a lot of that to is I was a year younger than all of my peers going through school. So I graduated high school when I was 17. And for someone that might not be a problem, but for me, it was a problem my whole life because I was always behind. I was never good enough. You know, I wasn't interested in boys right away. I still wanted to play Barbies, and people were like, who is this girl? You know, I wanted to be crazy and have fun. And everyone else was really concerned about being cool and how it looked. And I was just behind. And, you know, it wasn't my fault. It was developmental. You know, I was a year back on everybody. So that really played into a lot of my not feeling good enough, my restless irritability, discontent, needing to do more to be perfect so that people would like me, even though I was bodily, mentally different, not because of my chemistry, but because of my age and my developmental age. So that was a really rough time for me. Then going forward, when I did leave home and, you know, getting into the pressure of athletics, I went to whatever I knew to go to, which at the time was food. You know, when you're an athlete, you eat a lot, and you don't get a lot of adverse consequences. But because of that type of substance that you can use to create a different effect on your body, whether it gives you stress, whether it gives you happiness, whether it gives you comfort, that's where I started with food. My first roommate in college, she had bulimia, and that was the first thing that I saw her deal with. And I took that on. My second roommate was anorexic, you know, but we partied a lot on the weekends. That was anything to reduce that stress, because no one talked about how stressful it was. So really, you know, coming out of that, I learned a lot about myself and what it meant to be authentic and what it meant to be just me without all the accolades and things behind, and learning to be enough. And that was really key to my recovery, because if you're not comfortable in your own skin, you know, what kind of a life are you going to lead?
It's horrible.
Yeah, it absolutely kind of is.
And we've done that. Me and Brendan's done that for years and years. Mine was drug and alcohol abuse. Brendan was just the pressures of what he did, and especially what his father does. And we'll get into that next week, maybe. I mean, talk about high pressure. But I know exactly what you're talking about. When I was nine, I was thrust on stage with a musical family playing. And that's when I started drinking. And all through college, I was drinking. And then it was my own fault. I put myself under the stress and strain because I wanted to be the best. I wanted to be the best I was. So when I got to Abbey Road playing as a session bass player, the pressure was phenomenal. Oh. Because these guys, you're getting paid extortionate amounts of money an hour. And they come in with a score and put it on your music stand. And they count down and away you go. I mean, I needed drugs and alcohol. I won't be able to handle that. So every time today when I see someone driving a Bentley or a Porsche, I always think to myself, that's nice, but what's the price to paying for that? Because when I was that age and I was driving that Bentley underneath me, I wasn't comfortable with me. I was trying to live this lie, and all through my life, I kept thinking, when are they going to find out that I'm not really that good? Is that the way you felt?
Oh, absolutely. And even though I was good at what I was doing, and I was smart, and I knew these things intellectually, however, there was something inside me that told me, hey, you don't actually deserve this.
Right, that's
a
big
one. Who are you?
When will he find out?
Yes, when are they going to find out I'm actual fraud?
Right.
Except that this is who I am, and I'm put on this earth to help other people. This is the best way I know how to do that, you know?
That's one of the reasons why we started Rob Kelly Recovery Group, was not so much as a business to make money, but as an entity to help people. I mean, I get such a kick when we go through the program with somebody and they recover from their addiction. And then we get mom and dad in and we sit down with them, and just the tears in the eyes of mom and dad going, you know, we've tried so many places, we've spent so many millions of dollars, and I've never seen him, you know, 3 months sober and this happy. And that's where I go, you know something? I'm going to get up tomorrow morning, I'm going to come in and do it all again, because
absolutely,
it's that feeling of never good enough, never tall enough, never thin enough, never blonde enough. You know, whatever it is as an addict and alcoholic, that's the way I feel, and it shouldn't be right.
I'll never forget, Dr. Rob, this is about, I think, within the first week or two of when I started working with you at the Rob Kelly Recovery Group here in Dallas. We had this client who had been through a 90-day treatment, and at the very end of his 90 days, his whole family came in. His parents flew from out of town. His young daughter was there, and the daughter looked up at myself and Ginny, who's Dr. Kelly's CEO and personal assistant, and she said, "This is the first time I feel like I really know my dad."
I remember that. I was there. Keith, if you're listening, I won't say your second name, buddy, but if you're listening, do you remember that day, Keith, when your daughter came in and said that? She's actually in Jenny's room when she said it. I mean, talk about coming to tears.
I mean, that was powerful. You could just see the raw human emotion. And so many amazing testimonies have come out of this program. And if you are in need of treatment, or you have a loved one who needs treatment, call us today, because we are here to help you. Call us at 214-600-0210. That's 214-600-0210. We want to support you every step of the way.
Enough of the crap out there, guys. Enough of the keeping it secret. Enough of not talking about it. You know, we've got all the bases covered here. You know, Rob Kelly Recovery Group can help you, or we'll put you into somebody who can if we can't. But, you know, enough of the shame already. Enough of not living life to the full. You know, we've got to be out there and we've got to live and we've got to do what we've got to do. You know, it's got to be done. Life is too short. I mean, I speak from experience. Everything went from me completely. You know, my kids, my house, everything went. I was on the streets and I'm thinking, how the hell do I get out from here? There was no way out for me. How I got out of them streets, I will never know. How do you go from the life I had to living on the streets? How do you do that? It's almost mind-blowing. It really is mind-blowing. We got someone on line one. I think it might be Sean. Sean, are you there? Are you there, Sean, line one? Okay, maybe shortly. Angela, on line two, are you there? No, nobody wants to speak to us today. So I'll carry on. So how do you get from the streets back up to where we are today? It's absolutely a miracle. And one of the things I promised myself is I'm not going to sit there and wait for other people to come along and say, okay, this is how it's done. I'm going to get out there and I'm going to be the voice of recovery. And I don't care who knows and who doesn't know. But I've got to make sure that I do it and that I do it well. Who's on line one? Sean?
This is Sean.
Hey, Sean. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. You've got the team in the studio. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I had addiction in my family, and my ex-wife had addiction in her family. After my father's suicide, I started using cocaine. So did she. She's still sick today, 30 years later. We had a son who lived with her most of the time, came and lived with me. I've been sober for about 10 years. Came and lived with me, and I tried to love him. And also, he has an opiates problem. And I tried to kind of love him and guide him through that, but I also was giving him money. And it seems like that's all that he really cared about was money, and the communication was gone. And it got to a point to where I had to put a restraining order against him, which is, you know, very painful, but it's also helped me to do better with tough love, whatever. But I'm real worried about my son and his future and my complete, you know, inability to be able to do anything about it. And also, I'm not real sure on I'm real conflicted and lost on how I feel about the whole thing. So I'll just hang up and listen, I guess.
No, Sean, we're loving this conversation. How old is your son?
He's 23 years old.
23 years old. That's a very pivotal age when it comes to addiction. And we see this so many times with people in their early to mid-20s that are really suffering. I would just encourage you to continue to love him and be there, but without enabling, which you seem like you are
not willing to do at all. There's a restraining order. I can't talk to him or see him for 2 years.
Well, you know, we wish you the very best. It's not easy. I'm not going to say it is. It's tough as hell. It really is. You said that you're in recovery right now?
Yes.
Are you actively going to meetings? Do you have a sponsor?
No, I'm Catholic and just have done it through the church and just have a great support group around me. And
good.
Excellent. I know you can't speak to him at all. You know, but it would be great if you could get somebody to pass him our phone number and we can see what we can do. We're always there to help.
Absolutely.
What a painful journey. Sean, I know hundreds of people who are friends of mine going through the same thing as you are. But all I say is if you can get his number, tell him to call and we'll get back to him. Listen, guys, we've got somebody waiting on line two, David, but I'm going to come to him shortly because he has a question that's going to take a few minutes to answer. And I think the question is, the difference between faith-based recovery and AA recovery. And I have to think about that before I get into it. So what a great conversation, Brenda. I feel for that guy, don't you?
I really do. I really do. And, you know, unfortunately, it's so prevalent in our culture. But at the end of the day, there is an answer. There is a solution. And we want to just spread that solution to as many people as we can. And that's why we're doing the show.
Exactly. You probably know by now, but Brendan works for us. We're all a team together. Nobody actually works for me. We all work together. And even though he's got lots of other stuff doing, we're so passionate about him and he's so passionate about us. Listen, robkelly.com on the website, Rob Kelly Recovery Group on Facebook. You can also Snapchat Rob Kelly Group. You can call us on 214-600-0210. Guys, there's help. Don't sit there going, well, I don't want to bother anybody with this. Pick the phone up and call in the studio or call me direct. It's out there. Guys, you're not going to want to miss David. He'll be with us in a sec after this short break.
Rob Kelly Recovery Group is a different kind of addiction recovery program. They believe in treating the true problem, not the symptoms of addiction and alcoholism. Alcohol and drugs are only a symptom of the actual malady. The real problem lies in our minds and in our thinking. Rob Kelly Recovery Group is an internationally acclaimed addiction treatment facility with a 98.5% success rate. Dr. Kelly not only helps save the lives of others, but has also overcome his own addiction and has firsthand experience with the disease. So if you or a loved one really want expert help and extensive one-on-one individualized permanent recovery solutions, then call the Rob Kelly Recovery Center at 214-632-3396. That's 214-632-3396 or online at robkelly.com. So if past treatments didn't work, this one will, but only if you take the first step to call for you or your loved one at 214-632-3396 or at robkelly.com. That's robkelly.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 4040 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4040.
Welcome back to Sober Celebs with your show hosts, Dr. Rob Kelly and Brandon Stewart, the show where you can call in and ask for help for yourself or a loved one. Share your success story on how you beat your addiction. Now back to your hosts, Dr. Rob Kelly and Brandon Stewart.
Hey guys, welcome back. Brendan's wrecking a studio in here. He's just pulled the microphone stand off.
I was trying to stand crazy up and guy. I was like, oh my gosh,
this
what
is
happened?
It. We're going to head for the last 15 minutes. We're going to be driving down that freeway as if we stole a motor car. This is a little side note. You're not allowed to steal motor cars, guys, so please don't do it. Listen, David, line two, he's got a great question. David, can you hear me?
Hi, yes, it's David.
Hey, David, how are you doing? What can we do for you?
I'm doing great. Yes, I was calling. I've been through recovery program. I've been through Alcoholics Anonymous, Sex and Love Addiction, NA, all different, pretty much a variety of 12-step programs. And I just wanted to ask, is there something on record as far as finding results in recovery programs? Like if you were to compare those programs to like a faith-based program such as Celebrate Recovery.
You know, I don't know the official statistics. I know there are statistics out there. I don't know them off the top of my head. But what we're talking about here is, like, most 12-step programs are kind of faith-based. Well, they are faith-based.
Right.
So that against non-faith-based? I don't know. I mean, mate, we'll get that information next. Brendan, do you know?
I don't know exactly the statistics offhand. I do know that statistically as a whole, not just in America, but globally speaking, the 12-step AA model is the most effective.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah, definitely. You've been sober for 31 years, David?
31 years. Yes,
awesome. Sir. That is absolutely awesome.
Amazing.
You feel good today, I bet.
And I guess from my own personal experience, I went through 10 years in Alcoholics Anonymous, and then what happened in my life and my experience in recovery is I found myself in recovery, but then I would be in the program, and then I would start to have struggles in other areas of different types of addiction, like sex addiction and those type things. And it, for me, in my own personal life, it did not come to a climax until I reached a point in my life to where I really got connected with a faith-based ministry, which allowed me to have total freedom and to overcome all the addictions and struggles that I had in my life. And now my walk is like totally free of any of the things that have held me back in my past.
Amen. That's powerful, David.
That is absolutely awesome. David, we wish you all the best. And I want to thank you so much for calling in. Wow, Brendan, 31 years, phenomenal.
That's great. That's great. That's great.
Okay, let's get back to Laura, who's going to give us the golden rule for exercising when drunk.
Exercising when drunk?
I'm joking. Exercising. So tell me, physically, let's just talk about alcohol right now because I'm the big old lush myself.
Yeah.
How much damage are we talking about over a period of, say, 20 years of heavy use? I mean, obviously talking liver, but what else are we talking, you know, physically that could happen? I mean, are you just in the worst shape ever?
Could be. And, you know, definitely when we're talking about how many calories you're getting from alcohol and what you're substituting over that 20 years, I mean, definitely your liver is going to be pretty damaged. But also not only that, but most of like your gut health. I mean,
yes,
that's going to be difficult. And what's really important are, you know, those probiotics and prebiotics and adaptogens and other things that you get in through, you know, clean foods and whole foods. And what I have noticed is that when we go to rehab or when you get into AA and you get into recovery right away, you've got, you know, you start eating junk food.
Like, you do.
You eat junk food.
And the quickest and the fastest. Definitely.
Yes. So junk food, coffee, cigarettes, all these things that we are trying to heal our bodies from what we have just done, you know. But now we're just piling on something a little bit different. And, you know, maybe it's the lesser of two evils, but eventually you want your body to feel good and work for you 100%. Otherwise, what's the point, right?
Exactly. Listen, guys, we have a great offer. For those people out there listening, every Friday morning, we have Laura coming into our offices and she teaches classes. She does a little bit of yoga, a bit of meditation, some goals for the week. It's phenomenal. It's free. You know, it's free of charge. Just come down, you know, visit the website, robkelly.com, get the address. We're over on Douglas Avenue in Highland Park. Visit us. Come down Friday morning. You don't have to call. Just come down for 9 o'clock. And get some advice off Laura. You know, she'll tell you how to exercise, how to meditate, how to stay quiet and peaceful and eat. I mean, she's just a font of knowledge. I mean, anybody can stop drinking. Can we stay stopped? Because it's not about the alcohol. It's not about the drugs. It's about my behavior and it's about my mindset. So if I'm getting the best, if my body is changing when I've given up drinking, then I feel better. And if I feel better, my life is better than it was before. Because if nothing changes, I'm going to go back to old behavior. And you know what they say about old behavior? If I'm doing it now, it's not old behavior, it's current behavior.
Absolutely. Or change one addiction for another addiction, like in David's case.
That's
like,
what Laura was just like, saying. Yeah, I'm going to change from this to this.
Now, Laura, you were telling us that it started with food.
Absolutely.
Now, that was back in high school.
Yes.
And then college. Now, lead us into when the food addiction or compulsions or however it may have manifested, when that started kind of going over into the addiction of alcoholism.
Well, I, you know, definitely it when you engage in either, you know, those eating behaviors, they do require quite a bit of secrecy. They require quite a bit of privacy. And when those things, you know, you have to find, for me, I needed to find something that was socially acceptable that I could continue to do and not be in so much denial. Well, I guess
that's big. I don't want to interrupt you there, but you said I wanted to do something that was socially acceptable. Wow. Because how many times do we hear people say, well, I'm never going to do cocaine. I'm never going to do heroin.
But
I can drink like crazy, right? Or, you know,
yes,
and all that, because that's socially acceptable.
That's one thing that worries me about the legalization of marijuana, especially in Colorado when it first started, is marijuana a gateway drug? Now, from our findings, it is. But now it was alcohol and now it's marijuana. You know, it's acceptable now. It's okay. You know, I have a doctor who prescribe it.
Right, but you know, we come through whatever it is. Are you in a, you know, do you have that addictive allergy? Like, because
there you go.
If you smoke marijuana and you're not an addict, and you're not, you don't have a something that you're trying to escape. You don't have that restless irritability and discontent.
No consequences.
Right. And you're also not going to go back to it. You're, it's not going to be an addictive thing for you. So
absolutely.
We're not
and the research
about creating
shows, you know,
more
people who are actually, you know, really in need of medical marijuana for medical purposes, it can be very beneficial.
I know absolutely, that works for a fact. I have a relative, you know, they used to use marijuana and completely took rid of the cancer pain. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of all for that. You know, it's like, I don't know. It's just that, I don't know, the legalization of it all, it really...
It's a very complicated system.
For sure.
It is. But then again, like I said on the first show, you know, let's bring prohibition back. That's what I say. But you never know. You never know.
Now, with prohibition, are you saying you want to end alcohol use?
Oh, completely. If I can't drink, nobody can drink. I'm just joking. Let's go over to Dan on line one and see what he's got to say. Hey, Dan.
Hey.
How you doing today?
Doing fine, thanks.
Good. What can we do for you?
I had a question.
Fire away.
Can you elaborate on warning signs that a casual drinker may portray before they become a dependent drinker?
That's good.
That's a good question, yeah. Now, if you're the alcoholic, born an alcoholic, alcoholic tendencies, you have the addictive gene. If that's the case, then you're going to socially drink to start off with. And so social drinking is once a week, twice a week. Then we cross over to occasional drinking, not as heavy as much, and that goes obviously to two or three nights a week. Now, it's not the quantity and it's not the amount of times, but somewhere, if you're going to head for the alcoholic, somewhere during that light or heavy drinking, when you drink alcohol, your body feels differently to the guy next door to you. When he drinks, you know, it's just because he's finished work, he wants to chill. I always drank to change the way I feel. And that is the difference. If you're drinking socially, that's great. But if you're drinking from day one, going, I can't wait to get off work. I hate my job. I hate my wife. You know, if your wife's that bad, leave your wife. Just stop drinking. You know, you can't blame anybody, but that's the way it starts, you know? And then you cross over to alcoholism. Once you cross over to alcoholism, it's a bit like cirrhosis of the liver. Once you go over that 40%, there's no coming back. You're done. And unless there's a spiritual experience, somewhat phenomenal in your path, you're not going to get back to that heavy drinker again. I've never seen any records that I've studied over the last 27 years that an alcoholic has come back to casual drinking. How scary is that?
Pretty scary.
Excellent. Hey, Dan, thank you very much for your question. What a great question.
Great question. Thank you, Dan, and all of our callers today. And like I said before, if you or a loved one is in need of help, call us today, 214-600-0210. That's 214-600-0210. We are here to help you.
We are. You know, people say that, you know, I'm here to help. Guys, I spent so many times on the streets waiting for this something like this. DFW, wake up. We're here, and we're here to help. You know, let's get that cloak off alcoholism and addiction. Stick your hand up in the air. You know something? I'm going to get help. Why? Because I need help and I can't carry on like this. We're here for you. The studio's buzzing today because this is what we do. You know, we get excited about people getting sober and clean. It's the new thing to do. You know, in the 70s, cocaine was a new thing to do. Getting clean and sober is the new thing to do today. I know it is.
It totally is. I just got a text from Dan, our representative here at the radio station. We have three people downstairs that actually want to have a consultation with you. Right.
Unbelievable.
Now. So after we get off the air, we're going to do that. So, you know, I mean, we would prefer you to actually call us instead of coming to the studio. But if you need help, go to the website, www.robkelly.com, R-O-B-B, Kelly.
I love it like that. I love it when things like this happen. This is what we're here for. This is what I live for, Brendan. You know that. I don't do this for the money. I don't do it for the fame. I do it because I love seeing people recover from this BS that I've been through for so long.
Absolutely.
Enough already. I'm ready to go. Okay, let's start the show again. That's what I think.
Cool. Let's do it.
Hey, listen, what a great guest today, Laura. I want to thank you so much for coming in. Such a font of knowledge, you know, and I hope people turn up on Friday. You know, just to get that free advice and they can take part. If you're going to come down, wear something you'd wear to the gym.
Yeah, because something she does, you can move in.
She does put you through your paces a little bit, I must admit.
It's really phenomenal. And if you, like we said before, if you don't know how to relax in today's day and age and you want some help, you want to learn how to meditate, how to be the man, the woman that you're supposed to be, come every Friday.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Laura. And, of course, as usual, me and Brendan will be here next week. I hope you have a great week. Take care. See you later.